to. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chicken Banana Filet. One dad, two daughters, discussing the finer things in life.
The chicken ate the banana, and the farmer ate the chicken, and made them
chicken banana filet. Chicken banana filet.
And now for a segment called, back by popular demand, actually, a segment called I Know Something You Don't.
Dad, I know something you don't.
What?
You have a mole on your eye.
I actually did know that.
Well, no, you did not.
I've
It's on your eye.
I've on my eyeball. Lola, do you have anything for this segment?
I know something you don't,
what?
Dad.
What?
Is it possible to break all the bones in your body at one time?
It is?
And still survive.
How did you find that out?
Books.
Totally not true.
You can't just say books. And now for a segment, a new segment from our listeners. We have listener questions. All right, our first listener question is brought to you by Lily.
Hi guys, this is Lily. I wanted to ask, what does Captain Poopy Pants wear?
Soap bottles.
All right, our next question is from Noah.
Hey guys, this is Noah. Hey Ivy, what's a voice constellation?
I hate to say it, Noah, but it is the Eiffel Tower.
Cool. Oh, we have another listener question. My gosh, this is amazing.
Hi, Lola and Ivy. This is Katie, your cousin. I was wondering if you have any new updates about the coronavirus.
It looks as if 75 million Americans told to stay home as testing reveals more coronavirus cases.
Good grief.
Good grief is right.
How else are you guys feeling, Lola?
This time I actually have an answer.
What's your answer?
I don't really feel that worried too much.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Because it's not really likely that anyone that, like, me or Ivy are going to get it.
Mm.
And, like, anyways, if we do, it's not going to be fatal. And it's kind of going to be, like, a fever or something, which is regular. But I guess I am a little worried about how we're going to be able to find vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
That will actually work and won't make your hair fall out or something strange.
Did you know that they're testing I read this morning that they're testing some first vaccines in China, I believe. They're not official and I don't think they're approved, but they have volunteers testing vaccines, I believe.
And are they testing them on animals?
I'm not sure how that process is working. People at home we'll have to look that up afterwards, but we have been doing social isolation for like a week now, right?
Yeah.
How's that going? How are you guys feeling about being stuck at home with mommy and daddy?
I mean, it's been pretty good so far.
Good! Really good. It's really good.
It's really good? Do you like it? Do you guys have any advice for people in practicing social isolation?
Literally just make a routine and kind of try and stick to it.
Has that helped?
Yeah, it's helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we do it and it works pretty well. It makes it much easier for everyone.
That's cool.
Hey, can you quit nodding your head and making that strange looking duck face?
All right. I have another interesting article about this. There's an article in Forbes today called Former Astronauts Share Ways to Cope with Social Distancing and Isolation.
Cool.
And the opening paragraph says, if anyone knows about how to deal with being far from family and friends and working in close quarters, it's astronauts. I thought that was interesting. We'll have to read that, huh?
That's really interesting.
All right, and now for a segment called A Bit of Good News in the World. I got that title right this time. Check this out.
Nurse tries to raise $300 for an iPad for nursing home. raises thousands and is now distributing iPads around Massachusetts nursing homes.
That's pretty awesome.
It is really awesome.
Ivy, a nurse tried to raise some money.
Yeah, I know, Dad.
So see, what happened, Ivy, is that a nurse tried to... And now for a segment called, What Would the Tanners Do?
What would the Tanners do?
Yeah, okay.
What would the Tanners do in this situation, Dad?
What would the Tanners do in this situation?
They might go to a theater and get so many people sick that everybody in the whole wide world have to stay home.
Wait, they would do what?
They would go to a concert. Like
the, I don't
and,
think
and they would get sick and they would
disagree.
Spread it everywhere.
Nope.
And
this does not sound like something the Tanners would do.
I know something Danny Tanner would do.
What would Danny Tanner do?
He'd go extreme clean. He'd go extreme clean.
He would go extreme clean.
And try and come up with the clipboard of
fun.
Well, something like that, only the clipboard of opposing the coronavirus and making sure my kids are safe.
What do you think Stephanie and
DJ
would be doing right now?
They might be... they might be, like, trying to figure out a way to make everything better, like usual.
No, what do you think Jesse would be doing in this situation?
Oh, I have a deal.
What do you got?
He would be kissing his girlfriend.
That's probably true. Ivy, where'd you go?
Now it comes for a segment. Ivy, where'd you go?
Yeah, Ivy just left the room.
I've got to go find her.
That brings me to a new segment called Lola's Movie Reviews. So we watched Spies in Disguise last night.
Yeah.
How many stars do you give this movie out of 5? What was your review?
3.5.
3.5 stars?
3.5 stars.
Well, okay, why?
Some of it, I think, was a little dark in spaces.
Yeah, like kind of...
Like...
Ominous.
Yeah, like he took a man by his throat and dropped him off a cliff.
Oh, that was pretty messed up.
Definitely.
But did the movie turn out all right? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I
would
really
you watch it again?
It. Yeah, I'd watch it again.
Okay. And now a segment called Stuff Breaks. Lola smoked the microphone. We're so sorry for this unprofessional podcast. Oh, God. I hurt my ears. Probably broke the
internet.
Microphone too. Yeah, broke the internet. And now for a segment where Ivy pulls her shirt up and does a dance. That was fun, guys. Anything else you want to add? I think we're good.
Yeah.
Good?
Please give us more questions to answer. It's very, very fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. More listener questions, please, everyone. All right. Until next time. This has been a production of Chicken Banana Filet, brought to you by Josh Chambers, Ivy Chambers, Lola Chambers, and executive produced by Corinne Chambers. See you next time. We'll turn up compression to its max.